Over the past 2 days, NATO troops have been arriving almost every hour at the airport in Skopje, Macedonia's capital. Their 30-day mission? To collect weapons from ethnic Albanian militants who form the self-styled National Liberation Army. The rebels claim to be part of a homegrown Macedonian movement, but as NPR's Guy Raz reports, much of the logistical support comes from across the border.
Dafina Cafe in Kosovo's second largest city, Prizren, is something like a social club for the rebels who make up the National Liberation Army. They sip strong Turkish coffee, chain smoke, and slap backs, trading stories of recent gun battles in northern Macedonia, and show one another their battle wounds. It is here where the rebels who make up the NLA, or UÇK in Albanian, come to regroup, relax, and refuel before heading back over the hills from Kosovo into the villages in northern Macedonia. Commander Hashim, which is not his real name, is a Kosovar Albanian who went to fight in Macedonia. He drinks glass after glass of iced tea and enjoys his first substantive meal in days on leave from the front.
When the fighting started in Tetovo, I felt responsible to go up into the villages in the mountains and join the other fighters. We were preparing for this battle for a long time.
Tetovo, Macedonia's second largest city, is just over the border from Prizren. The UÇK now controls about half of the city, and Prizren, in Kosovo, is the logistical base from where the leaders plan their attacks. The city is under the command of German troops, part of a massive NATO-led deployment here, and the presence of 45,000 NATO-led troops in Kosovo is the reason why Macedonians like Branko Garovski, editor of the Macedonian daily Dnevnik, have blamed the West for the conflict that started in Tetovo last February. He says NATO-led peacekeepers haven't done enough to keep them out.
UÇK soldiers, NLA, this monster is a creature of the Western countries. So Western countries, they have a certain responsibility for controlling this creature, if it is possible. The problem is now we have monster here, and nobody can control this monster.
A monster that was supposed to have vanished after the war in Kosovo ended 2 years ago. At the time, international mediators convinced ethnic Albanian gunmen who fought against Serbs to disarm and join the civilian Kosovo Protection Corps, or KPC. It was designed as a civilian outfit to fight fires and reconstruct houses. But out of the estimated 20,000 men who fought against Serbs, only 4,000 joined, leaving the rest to find jobs. And some of those members who did join the Protection Corps also went to help their ethnic Albanian kin in neighboring Macedonia fight, including the former KPC chief of staff. The Macedonian government accuses the civilian KPC of helping guerrillas in Macedonia on an institutional level. By implication, they also accuse the West. After all, the Protection Corps is funded in large part by the United States and Europe. But General Agib Çeku, the commander of the KPC, denies it.
Nothing was organized. I do not have any knowledge about it. I don't believe it.
Despite being a civilian protection corps, KPC members are armed. They conduct daily drills, and most members admit that they hope the group will become the Kosovo Army if the province is granted independence from Yugoslavia. The overwhelming majority of KPC members have acted in good faith. There is no evidence to suggest the organization is involved with ethnic Albanian militants in Macedonia, but there is evidence that some members of the Protection Corps, individuals, have close ties with the guerrillas, organized crime, and prostitution. Indeed, one member of the local Prizren unit was happy to oblige a request to talk with some of the guerrillas on leave from Macedonia. Ian McNeil is the United Nations official in charge of the KPC.
This is the conundrum we face. Many of us are very clear that certain senior members of the KPC are involved in, let's be polite and call it nefarious activity. But the requirement is to prove it. It is proving singularly difficult for a whole range of reasons to get such clear-cut evidence and then bring it to court.
NATO has a strict policy of detaining suspected members of armed extremist groups who use Kosovo as a base, so none of the guerrillas are willing to give their real names. Commander Musasi, which is his nom de guerre, is one of the rebel leaders in charge of the northern Macedonian town of Kumanovo. He's never been a member of the Kosovo Protection Corps, but knows many of the members. On leave in his native Kosovo for a few days, he explains that arms and munition come into Macedonia from Kosovo, and NATO troops who patrol the border have no way of stopping it.
It's a fantasy that anyone can seal this border. We know this land. We can get in and out. We're the citizens here, so it's impossible to seal it.
The allegation that Macedonian leaders have leveled that Western intelligence units are backing the rebels and the Kosovo Protection Corps remain unfounded. And though he concedes the Protection Corps is an imperfect construct, the UN's Ian McNeil says that international officials in Kosovo have no other alternative but to support the group.
If they just disappeared into the proverbial underground to carry on these nefarious activities, it would be far harder to keep tabs on where they are and what they're doing.
But McNeil also doesn't rule out the possibility that the Western countries which fund the KPC may have to take another look at whether it's worthwhile to continue providing that money. 2 years ago, he says, it looked like creating the Kosovo Protection Corps might be a good idea.
That was a particular success at the time. We're 2 years on now and circumstances have changed. Perhaps it is time to look at what the future really holds.
And if the conflict in northern Macedonia is any indication of what the future of this region might hold, armed extremist groups operating within the borders of Kosovo may continue to carry out attacks in land they regard as Albanian territory, including northern Greece and Montenegro. Guy Raz, NPR News, Pristina.